A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Jessie Ware, and this is A Table Manners, but with the tables turned on me. I have a record out. It's my fourth record. It's called What's Your Pleasure, and it came out today. So we thought we'd give you a little amuse-bouche, a little appetizer of what's to come. It is a bonus episode, so we don't feel like we've denied you your weekly gluttonous fill of food. But we decided to ask probably one of the best interviews I've ever had to turn the old table manners on me. So we have the charming Zane Lowe chatting to us. We will ask him some table manners questions. However, it will be a little titbit, shall we say.
An amuse-bouche.
A first course. And we will definitely be having Zane Lowe on again at some point. But yeah, it's we're going to have a little chat about music. Food will, of course, play a part. My mum will probably say something about how handsome Zane is. So that's all to come. Zane Lowe coming up on Table Manners.
The tables are turned.
Hi, I'm Zane Lowe, and I'm so excited to be chatting on Table Manners with Jessie Ware and her mum, Lenny. In celebration of Jessie's new album, What's Your Pleasure, that's out today, I'm going to be turning the tables and asking Jessie and Lenny questions that you all want to hear the answers to, as well as delving into the magic behind this brand new album with Jessie.
Hi!
Hey!
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. You look great. That LA...
So do you.
Oh, thanks.
Hi.
This is my mum. She's just gone to the kitchen to get more wine. So you can see she's well up for this.
Hi, darling. How are you?
It's great to meet you.
It is a real pleasure to chat to you. And I feel like we need to talk a bit about food.
Can we talk about your album?
We can talk about it.
Yeah. Hold on.
Fucking hell.
Wow. Is that the cover?
Yes.
Show
you know,
me.
Have you not seen it?
No,
I've heard it.
Airbrush happened on that.
Beautiful,
oh,
listen
yeah.
to it.
Jessie, you look amazing.
Because I had loads of
you
fucking
amazing.
Beauty lamps on me, but thank you very much.
Jessie, I don't believe that, but even if it was true, like you're going to put a realistic photo on an album cover to
that
sell
is
it.
Fucking
like,
true too.
This is me. I woke up at 6 in the morning, I'm raising kids, take it or leave it. Like, there's a time for that, but if you want to sell a, you know, a really sexy, upbeat dance record, then, you know, go
yeah,
for it.
Thank you, Zane. You're right. You're right. You've just given me a pep talk. I need to stop the self-deprecating thing. You've been in LA too long, man. You're optimistic. Well, actually, you're always optimistic. You are the most optimistic person. You're most, yeah, I should take a leaf out of your book. But yeah, no, I made an upbeat record.
It's an amazing record.
And my mum says that she learned. Well, thank you. I've obviously talked about this to a few people in the press and whatnot, and I said, yeah, it's quite, you know, it's me trying to do a bit of a sexy record. My mum's like, darling. And well, yeah, I mean, she's been getting a lot of texts about it with horny devil emojis from her friends. So now I feel actually quite disgusted by it. So I'm never using that word ever again regarding this album.
I mean, you know, you have set yourself up for a really awkward sort of chemistry of circumstances around releasing, you know, your sexiest album to date, given that you're also riding a wave of enormous success in a co-hosted situation with your mum. That being said, let's be really clear here that sexy time led to you in the first place, which ultimately led to you having creating a career, and you found yourself making this amazing, really incredible, deep, soulful kind of club record. And what I love about this album, Jessie, is that you've pressed all the deep buttons. You know, you've got these really big songs with amazing kind of verses and choruses and melodies, and it all fits together beautifully. But you and James, I'm assuming James kind of worked on all the record, right? James Ford with you?
Yeah, he was exec, but also just like James being the producer. I wanted that. I wanted it with this one because I hadn't had that since I did the first record with Dave Akumu, where I wanted that like intimacy and that kind of nurturing feel. And you know James Ford. He's fantastic and cool and I don't want to say snob, but like
he's
the coolest.
A deep music nerd.
Yes. And so I'd be there kind of jazz hands and he'd be like, I'm into it. And then I'd be more jazz hands and he'd be like, okay, let's like dial this back a little bit, maybe.
Well, that's why Adore is so sick, because it's like got this amazing kind of song that you could play on piano or guitar, which just cuts right to the core of what you're trying to say. It's like, you know, music's most simple message is the one that's music's most important message is the most simple message delivered with the most authenticity, right? And you've done that with Adore, and then what he's done is he's built this world around you, which is just, it's almost Frankie Knuckles-ish, you know, Knuckles-ish.
Oh,
that's a mouthful.
So shout out to Joe Mount on that one, because it was Joe Mount from Metronomy who I wrote that with and did a lot of that production too. And like that was, yeah, that was a real treat. It was like this kind of blind date that we had where he was a bit late because he'd had to take the kids to school and I was a bit late because I had a kind of newborn. Oh, no, I didn't. I had a baby in my tummy. And and we just kind of navigated our way around this kind of awkward thing. You know what it's like. You write songs and you, I don't know how many sessions you've done with like complete strangers.
Yeah, a lot.
But it can be quite interesting. It can either work.
It's like
it
speed dating. And it's really awkward.
Totally.
I mean, even ones that turn out to be great, they have to be awkward to get to great in some ways, because when you meet someone that you get on immediately well and then you try to write a song, often you settle into the friendship side of it way too quickly. And we've got to kind of, you've got to be uncomfortable sometimes to go to those places, I think.
Yeah, you're right. And I think it's definitely like there's that, sometimes you get that magic where you'll be writing the song and maybe you're kind of creeping away into it. And that was very much what Adore You was like. It was like, you know, it was me creeping in, being like, I'll speak really quietly like I used to speak with Subtract, and I'll make a joke in between when I'm singing, but when I'm doing the takes, I'll be like, because I don't really want him to hear in case it's really shit. So if you just mumble, then you can get away. And then he was like, right, I'll take that. I think that's really good. What about that? I really like that. And thank God there's people like that. Otherwise, I'd never get albums done, I tell you. This record has been the funnest, easiest record, and it's exactly what I needed. And it was like exactly what I think my fans needed. And it's kind of the pressure's off, weirdly. I think I got sucked into this thing where people wanted me to do so well and they started comparing me to these other high-flying singers, female singers, and I kind of didn't come from that world and I wasn't sure whether I wanted to be in that world. And you get taken along for the ride. You go to the LA songwriting sessions. You get flown out to do a session with Jeff Baxter in Venice and get put up in shutters. And you're like, oh, God, the pressure is just too much. This is too terrifying. And then I don't think it worked well for me. So I needed to do a London record, but with the help of some brilliant LA songwriters, actually.
It's such a London record. The sound of it is just, like I said, it sounds like London when I first arrived in the mid to late 90s. And, you know, the clubs were dark and the bars were really kind of seedy and dark. But the music was so amazing and the DJs were just, you know, impeccable.
Your latest single was Save a Kiss. Tell us about that one.
So it was about feeling a bit guilty about always being late home. If I'd be in the studio or I'd be doing a photo shoot or I'd be doing table manners. And being always texting my husband, being like, I'm on my way, I'm sorry, wait. And so this was called Save a Kiss. And it's like, save a kiss for me tonight, wait for me, no compromise. Promise you I won't be long, or it won't be long. And just kind of feeling slightly verging on in the doghouse. But weirdly, we put this out during COVID and the lockdown. And then the words all kind of changed into a totally different meaning of being like, you know, wait for me on the other side of this bloody pandemic, and that need to want to kiss and hug and be close to someone that you can't be. Yeah. So it kind of, It has two different meanings now. Save a kiss for me tonight. Smoothie is that you just sipped? It looked like a very, very healthy smoothie. It's not Coca-Cola.
It's a very
That's some acai, it's acai shit or something, is it?
Yeah, some delicious homemade acai stuff. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, come on. Who made it? Did you make it?
My wife, she does the mean smoothies and she made one for me this morning because I woke up this morning. I was like, I'm not feeling great. She was kind enough to take care of me. So she's the best.
Oh, what a woman.
Can I just say, aren't you glad saying that Jessie's made a record that isn't kind of, that's a bit more groovy? Oh,
Mum, watch what you say.
No, listen. I understand where your mum's coming from.
Yeah, I love the groovy. Remember Where You Are is my favourite. It sounds like Earth, Wind and Fire. Yes, little bodies testify. Spirits be entwined forevermore. Every day you get up and look out of the window, take a breath of morning air and listen to the people out there as the birds are singing. I do it with the morning traffic. What's the one you're hearing? What's the one you're hearing? The heart of the city.
What I really love about this album, which I think probably speaks a little bit to what your mum is saying, is it does seem less concerned about ticking all the boxes of a record that will work here and work there and everything else. And that's not to say any of those songs that you wrote before didn't come from the heart and aren't special and don't matter, but I just feel like you found yourself in a room on this record and you wanted to stay in that room. And it was like, I don't care if anyone else comes in this room. This is the room I want to be in. This is what I want to make. And if you want to come and join me, then hallelujah. And I think that that's really just a very freeing and inspiring.
Well said. You know,
can I start saying that in my press? I mean, I've done all my press now, but like that was the right way to say it. That's exactly what it was. It wasn't like
Well, you should have come to me at the beginning, shouldn't you? And I could have helped you out with a few of those ready-made answers.
Well, album 5 needs to be made. Yeah. So there we go. Let's chat about that dark room that we're going to make some beats and, you know, and bring James along and whatnot.
But at least everyone's going to be able to dance, darling, at Glastonbury.
Hang on, sorry, Mum. Just hang on 1 second. Jessie, did you just throw in a stealth invitation for me to help you on your next record?
For sure. Why not? I'll get the, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, why not? I've got bloody Benji B helping me out. You can bloody help me.
Alice, that stays in. That stays in.
If you'd like to make a kind of mini Ripperton / kind of hair musical album, then we're up. That's what we're doing.
Well, that's what I love about Remember Where You Are, is it has that whole mini Ripperton feel to it. And there are very few singers who can get to that space vocally and deliver that kind of emotion and that kind of performance, right? It's a very, very, it's a challenging thing for a lot of performers to step into those shoes. You know, that is powerful soul.
Yeah.
Music.
Well,
powerful,
you know what soul, was really darling. Nice about that one? I actually don't, I mean, I sing the chorus, but I sing it with like a group of amazing voices where Shun, who is an incredible LA writer.
Shun Guzzo,
who is
she's incredible.
I mean, she's written the whole record nearly with me and Danny Parker. And those
Long
Live
the Billionaire. How was that not a bigger record? It's unbelievable.
She'll get her time. Yeah, people don't know Shun's written all the songs that you've heard so far, really. Spotlight and Ooh La La and What's Your Pleasure will be coming out. Anyway, so her and Danny were my crew that came over from LA and we just adored each other. And we kind of be plotting how risque we could be and having such fun. And I think they really loved the freedom that was, you know, coming to London and feeling they're such Anglophiles, but feeling like they don't necessarily have to do the whole kind of pop factory thing with me. It was totally, we were like just doing what we fancied. But yeah, Shun, the words she says, the way she does her words, and then with Danny's little naughty kind of top lines, we were having such fun together.
Jesse, let's talk about In Your Eyes. This is one of my favorite songs on the new album. What's it about?
Oh, In Your Eyes is, that's the first song that we did on the record. So I came back from doing that tour in America.
Yeah.
And I came back and this is the first song that we wrote. And it was like totally, everyone should listen to Lewis Taylor, an amazing soul singer who was signed to Island Records and was just so amazing. So this was definitely with Lewis Taylor in mind, a bit of Lisa Stansfield, and it was having Jules Buckley do the strings on this record and the horns and the composing, he managed to kind of elevate it into this slightly Bond-esque theme with the strings, and I love it. I feel like I'm a woman, well, I wish I was that octopusy woman coming out of the bloody water and I see a tall dark stranger. Basically, I think it's my Bond theme of the album. It's harder to see.
Okay, let's talk about Soul Control. I love that one.
Oh, Soul Control. Also, this has been really nice. So basically, shout out to Morgan Geist, who I didn't realise was a nice Jewish boy. He's from New York. He is the guy that made the beat for this. And we still haven't met each other, but we started emailing. It was really weird because I don't usually work like this, but James asked for people to give beats and he got from Morgan Geist. And I was like, Morgan Geist is really cool. And we kind of never got connected. So I gave him, we wrote to each other the last past few weeks. And just to kind of me to say thank you and him to be like, thanks for having me on the record. And just a bit of a love in. I love it that he's like a nice Jewish boy and that I'm sending him a babka as a thank you. So yeah, L'chaim, Morgan.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Okay, if I'm the sort of de facto host of Table Manners right now, then it's time to listen to Ooh La La.
Oh, whilst we've got you, we need to know what your Last Supper is. Starter, main, pud, and drink of choice.
And it's not going to be a bloody smoothie, is it?
It's not going to be a smoothie.
No offence, Cara.
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of, you know, hummus and feta and lamb and like...
So you'd have a little mezze.
You're living in the wrong part of the world, Zane.
But that's okay because, you know, you can't always get what you want all the time.
But if you try some time, no. You might
Exactly. You just might get your mezze.
Isn't that a Rolling Stones song?
Yes, Mum. Jesus, catch up.
Sorry. I've had 3 glasses of wine.
God, you're not on my fucking Zoom quiz, I tell you.
And also, if I may swear, we sort of fucking destroyed that Rolling Stones song in a really
bad
way.
Yeah, you did. It was really
shoved it in.
It was a cryptic clue.
We shoved it in. So, I mean, my starter would be, you know, just some just beautiful, warm bread. By the way, this is going to change next time we do this. I have a completely separate Last Supper. Okay, I don't want to be held to this. So beautiful warm bread, maybe a little bit of burnt butter, just something which is sweet and delicious and incredible.
Burnt butter. You've been in LA too long, baby.
And then just give me a fresh platter just filled with
Metze.
Falafels and just warm lamb and marinated chicken and hummus and feta. Mulch it up and just, oh my God, I'm just the flavors and the spices and just go.
So what, is that starter and the main?
No, yeah, starter, main, and then at the end.
Dippy dip situation.
Yeah, exactly. Sharing plate, darling.
No, I'm not sharing it with anyone. What are you talking about?
No, Jesse wouldn't either, so you're in good company.
Joey doesn't share food. And then at the end, I don't know, hit me with something that's kind of crunchy and sweet and berry-ish, like a sort of pavlovery, just a thing I can just stick a spoon in and no matter what.
He's from that southern hemisphere, darling. Pavlova will be the thing.
Just something I could put a spoon in and I don't have to, like, put a spoon in 4 different things to get the perfect bite because every bite's going to be perfect.
Yeah, I agree. Eat and mess or pavlova.
That's a bloody good point. That's why the eat and mess does work. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
The eat and mess. You just, no matter where you go, it's like a Jessie Ware album. Close your eyes, tap any song you want, and it's going to taste delicious.
A gorgeous melange.
And what are you going to drink?
Oh, champagne.
Oh, do you like champagne?
I do like champagne, yeah.
What about rosé, Whispering Angel?
Okay, on a hot day, but I mean...
Mum learnt about that in Chateau Marmont.
It's a nice drop.
Love it.
But I mean, actually, given that I'm going in with some pretty, you know, deep, kind of rich, sort of spicy flavours, probably a Pinot Noir, maybe, like a really delicious New Zealand Pinot. And by the way, I really hate it in terms of table manners, because I know this podcast, I really hate it when people lean in too close at dinner. I don't like it when people have conversations and they lean right in, like...
Ooh. Does this happen quite a lot? Are you finding this is happening more in LA?
No, it's not happening more in LA because everyone's, like, you know, terrified of getting too close to anybody. Now everyone's obsessive compulsive anxiety ridden, kind of, like, you know, no one knows how to deal with each other. They're not used to it. But no, I just don't like it when someone's kind of, you know, after a few glasses of wine or whatever, they kind of like think that like leaning in is like an endearing way to
You're
be.
You're doing an English accent, so I feel like, yeah, it's English people then. I love you, man.
It's not English people, it's just that, oh, by the way, the English accent only comes out because I'm hanging out with you. no, it's just, I don't know, man, it's just a weird thing. I'm quite a sort of, part of my OCD is I like a bit of space, you know?
Zane, thank you for doing this.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for making another great album and for making our lives so much better, Jesse. Every time you come out with music, it's brilliant. And you could easily just, you know, settle in and take your time making music. And you've got so much going on between the podcast and motherhood and all your other ambitions, I'm sure. But the fact that you're still so loyal to your first love, I think, which is music, right? Am I right?
It
makes our life so much better. So I'm sort of speaking for everybody when I say that.
Oh, mate, so thanks, dude. I mean, look, pleasure. Yeah, I can't wait to finally get out to America to play it.
I can't, darling.
He's a motivational speaker, that Zane, though. I'm feeling great. Yeah, I'm feeling pumped. I'm feeling ready for my album to go straight to the top. thank you so much to Zane Lowe. We will be doing a part two, hopefully with you, with food. We will bring the lamb. We will bring the dip.
I can do all the dishes he wanted, darling.
Absolutely.
Very handsome.
Very handsome and very kind, and has been a lovely supporter of mine forever. So I very much appreciate him taking an hour out of his time. My album, What's Your Pleasure, which I'm incredibly proud of, is out now, and I'd love you to have a listen to it. Mum, what's your pleasure?
Oh, watching Man United this week against Tottenham, darling.
Less filthy, more PG-13 than I thought.
I'm not going to lie.
Thank you.
That's my pleasure.
Table Manners is produced by Alice Williams.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.